जयो राधे जयो कृष्णा जयो वृंदावन
जय
जयो वृंदावन श्री गोविंद गोपी माता मदन मोहन Shri Govinda Gopi Nata Madana Mohana Shama Kunda Rapa Kunda Giri Govata Jaya Mahabanna
Kalindina Muna Jaya Mahabanna
Keshi Gata Damsi Vata Vada Sakhana Anna
Keshi Gata Damsi Vata
Keshi gata bamsi bata vada shakha nana
Keshi gata bamsi bata vada shakha nana
Yaha sabalila koilo srinanda nandana Srinanda Yasoda Jaya Jaya Gopakanna
Srinanda Yasoda Jaya Jaya Gopakanna
Sridamadi Jaya Jaya Denu Batsakanna
Sridamadi Jaya
Vrishabhanu Jaya Kirtida Sundari
Jaya Vrishabhanu Jaya Kirtida Sundari
Jaya Purnamasi Jaya Abhirana Gauri
Jaya Purnamasi
Jaya Radhe Jaya Krishna Jaya Vrindavana
Jaya Radhe Jaya Krishna Jaya Vrindavana
Sri Govinda Gopi Nada Madana Mohana
Sri Govinda Gopi
Vrindavanamaja Jaya Jaya Krishna Saka Vatkudvijaya Jaya Rohini Nandana
Jaya Rama Gata Jaya Rohini Nandana
Jaya Jaya Vrindavana Vasiyatha Jana
Jaya Jaya Vrindavana Vasiyatha
Jaya Dvija Patni Jaya Naga Kanya Gaan
Jaya Dvija Patni Jaya Naga Kanya Gaan
Bhakti Teja Hara Pailo Govinda Sharana
Bhakti Teja
Rasa Mandala Jaya Jaya Radha Shama
Rasa Mandala Jaya Jaya Radha Shama
Sri Rasa Mandala Jaya Jaya Radha Shama
Rasa
Jaya Rasa Lila Sava Manorama
Jaya Jaya Rasa Lila Sava Manorama
Jaya Jaya Jwala Rasa Sarva Rasa Sara
Jaya Jaya
Kiya bhave yaha prajete prachara
Vada kiya bhave yaha prajete prachara
Sri Janava Padma Padma Kori Asmarana
Sri Janava Padma
Krishna Dasa Kohe Nama Sankirtana
Vina Krishna Dasa Kohe Nama Sankirtana
Vina Krishna Dasa Kohe Nama Sankirtana
Vina Krishna Dasa Kohe
Jaya Radhe Jaya Krishna Jaya Vrindavana
Jaya Radhe Jaya Krishna Jaya Vrindavana
Jaya Radhe Jaya Krishna Jaya Vrindavana
Jaya Radhe Jaya
Sri Govinda Gopinatha Madana Mohana
Sri Govinda Gopinatha
गोपी नाथ मदन मोहन हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे धाम की गौर भक्त वृंद की शिव प्रभु पाद की वंश कल्पतरु When Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was traveling through the forests of Vrindavan, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami explains it was like a reunion of old friends meeting again. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was dancing and dancing in great joy. Kaviraj Goswami explains when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in Jagannath Puri, he was always in the highest feelings of ecstatic love of Krishna. But when he would think of Vrindavan, those ecstatic feelings would increase hundreds of times. When he was in the Jarikanda forest, with the expectation of coming to Vrindavan, that ecstasy increased thousands of times. When he came to the city of Mathura, that ecstasy increased hundreds and thousands of times. And when he was roaming through the forests of Vrindavan, that ecstasy increased millions and millions and millions of times. In this way, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught us the glories of the importance of this holy land of Vrindavan. As he was singing the holy names of Krishna through the forest, the plants and the creepers, they started trembling in transcendental happiness. The trees were blossoming, beautiful flowers, and showering them on Lord Chaitanya's head. The deers were coming and gathering in a circle around him, and with their lotus eyes, they were looking at his beautiful golden form. Without blinking, they approached him and began to lick his transcendental body. Then thousands and thousands of cows from the pastures, they saw Lord Chaitanya. They also gathered around him and started mooing in great love, looking at his beautiful form, crying and licking his body. Something like that. The insects, the birds in the sky, they were flying, singing beautiful songs and flying jubilantly in the sky all around Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And the peacocks came and began spreading their feathers and dancing for the pleasure of Lord Chaitanya. In this way it is explained, it was like old friends meeting with each other after a long, long time. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu revealed the holy land of Vrindavan to the world. He traveled and discovered many of the lost holy places of pilgrimage of Krishna's pastimes, and later empowered Sri Rupa and Sanatana Goswamis, Raghunath Das Goswami, Gopal Bhatta Goswami, Raghunath Bhatta Goswami, Jiva Goswami, Lokanath Goswami, Ugarva Goswami. These great personalities, he especially invested within their hearts the ability to perceive the holy land of Vrindavan as it is. And similarly, by the mercy of great devotees of the Lord, we can begin to understand a fraction of a drop of the unlimited ocean of the glories of Sri Vrindavan Dham, the supreme abode of the spiritual world that has descended to this world. But it is not easy. Vishaya chadiya kabe sudaha vimana kabe hamaheri bo Sri Vrindavan. As long as we desire sense gratification, we see trees, we see buildings, we see snakes and insects, and so many people, even sometimes hogs and dogs, rickshaw drivers. But if we come to Vrindavan in the real spirit of service, to that extent, Sri Radha Shyam Sundar reveal their eternal abode. This is the essence of bhakti, the spirit of service. That is our eternal constitutional position. Jivara Swarupoy Krishna Niti Das. That we are eternally the servants of Krishna. The mood of service is absolutely opposite of the mood of enjoyment. In the spiritual sense, in this material world, people serve with the hope of selfish enjoyment in return. People work in their jobs. They do so much for their families. People serve. But what is the fruit of that service? Sense gratification. Therefore, that is not bhakti. Even the worship of the demigods. People serve the demigods in so many ways. But the goal of their seva is some material benediction for their own personal pleasure, or for those for material pleasure for those around them. Bhakti means ahoyitaki aprati hata, for the pleasure of Krishna. We make sacrifice for the pleasure of Krishna. That is service. And how do we please Krishna? That is the most important education in all of creation. How to please Krishna. There are so many hundreds and thousands, millions of books in the libraries of the world. So many hundreds and thousands of courses offered in the colleges, universities, and schools of the world. But Raja Vidya Raja Guyam, what is the real education? How to please Krishna? It is very simple. Srila Prabhupada's books teach us in the most appropriate, practical, and authorized way how to please Krishna. In the line of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who has brought this line of selfless service down through the parampara system. And what is that? Very essence of all knowledge. Gopi Bhartur Padakamala Yoradasa Dasa Dasa Amidas. We serve Krishna by being very humble servants of the servants of his servants. By following the instructions of the great souls with the desire to please them. And what pleases the servants of the Lord most? When they see us purifying our hearts by this spirit of service, putting oneself last and others first, that is the spirit of service, to inspire Krishna within the hearts of other living beings, that is service. And in this age of Kali Yuga, service to the Vaishnavas, the chanting of the holy names, these are very important. In fact, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught Rupa Goswami the 64 items of devotional service. of which five are most important. If we can somehow or other master in our life the practice of these five principles, we will undoubtedly get the mercy of Krishna and return to his lotus feet for all of eternity. The first basis of all these principles is the association of devotees. Association of devotees means hearing from the devotees, speaking with the devotees, rendering service to the devotees. Rupa Goswami explains the six loving exchanges, revealing one's mind and hearing another one's mind, giving the gift of Krishna consciousness and receiving the gift of Krishna consciousness, giving prasad and receiving prasad. These loving exchanges and the mood of sacrificial service to the Vaishnavas is real association of devotees. To protect each other, inspire each other, enthuse each other for devotional service. The second principle is hearing Srimad Bhagavatam every day. Nasta prayesha bhadreshu nityam bhagavati sevaya bhagavati uttama shloke bhaktira bhavati naishti. Srimad Bhagavatam is not something you go to katha for 7 days and then go back to your world of illusion for the next 358 days. Srimad Bhagavatam should be heard every day from the lips of the person Bhagavatams who practice the principles in their life according to parampara. And the essence of Srimad Bhagavatam is Krishna's Tu Bhagavan Swayam. That Krishna is the supreme absolute truth, the reservoir of all pleasure. It is he who is the fountainhead and source of all other incarnations of Godhead. And his eternal abode is Vrindavan. And the only way we can approach Krishna is through bhakti, devotional service. The next principle is the congregational chanting of the holy names of God. Principle is living in the holy abode of Vrindavan. Residing in the holy place. Because the atmosphere of Vrindavan is so much surcharged with the spirit of bhakti in the presence of Lord Krishna. Srila Prabhupada personally went through great struggle at such an elderly age to establish the Krishna Balaram temple for the purpose that his devotees from all over India and all over the world could come and experience the great blessing of Sri Vrindavan Dham. Srila Prabhupada explained to us that being Krishna conscious in Vrindavan is so natural. Because everyone is chanting the holy names. But Srila Prabhupada also explained what Lord Chaitanya told to Jagadananda Pandit. Do not stay in Vrindavan for too long. Visit there, stay with Sanatana Goswami, don't go out of his association, and then come back. Because for devotees who are not on the pure platform of Krishna consciousness, we can easily make offenses or be led astray, even in the holy Dham. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu made great emphasis, if you go to Vrindavan, you must stay under the care of Senior Vaishnava. And do not take the holy Dham to be ordinary. Do not take the Vrijavasis to be ordinary. Do not even take an insect to be ordinary. Or you make aparad. And aparads in Vrindavan are very, very not beneficial for our spiritual lives. Lord Chaitanya recommended we go to, we reside in Vrindavan, but he taught us how. In fact, Srila Prabhupada explained that all the temples in the world that he opened, wherever his instructions are being followed, that temple is Vrindavan. Shiradha Gopinath Mandir Ki. Shiradha Ras Bihari Mandir Ki. Hare Krishna. But he wanted us to come to Vrindavan to capture this mood and bring it back with us in our hearts to wherever we are rendering devotional service. And the fifth principle is to worship the deity in the temple. Srila Prabhupada established deity worship all over the world. Because the tendency in this age of Kali Yuga is we all are impersonalists. We treat each other impersonally. We perceive God impersonally. Sense gratification is impersonalist. In the sense we are not attentive in recognizing the presence of the personality of Godhead within our hearts, when we are acting independent of His will. So the worship of the deity is very, very important. Srila Prabhupada explained one of the wonderful glories of Vrindavan is in within the town of Vrindavan itself. There are over 5,000 temples, each with deities of Lord Krishna and Sri Radharani, being worshipped. It is very difficult to forget Krishna. But still, uncivilized, subhuman species like me, still we forget Krishna, moment after moment after moment. But with the help of merciful Vaishnavas like you, there is hope for even me. But my mind is very loud. The only hope is if you chant even more loud, surrounding me on all sides with the holy name. Let us take the dust of this holy place, which is mixed with the dust of the feet of over 800 dancing devotees, and place it upon our heads with great reverence and gratitude. Don't be afraid if people see dust marks on your head. Let it be. One time, Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj saw somebody offer their dandavats and their body was covered with dust and they started taking all the dust off. And he chastised. What you are doing? This grains of dust is more valuable than all the Vaikuntha planets and you are pushing it away as if it is something unwanted. Dirt. Then he glorified the street sweepers of Vrindavan as being most fortunate because their bodies are always covered by the dust of Braja, which is mixed with the dust of Radha Krishna, all their associates and all of the devotees throughout history who have come here and preached the glories of Krishna in His holy name. Thank you very much. understood that Krishna is the Supreme Lord and Master of all masters. And he came here and met Krishna. And it is here at Brahmakund that Brahma offered his prayers of devotion to Lord Krishna. These prayers are within the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. In his humility and shame, Brahma filled his kund with the tears from his eyes. It was also at this place that Lord Shiva prayed to take, to be able to witness and participate in the Raslila. And we will discuss what happened there a little later. It was also here that Bilvamangala Thakur lived for 700 years. He is the great author of Krishna Karnamrita. This is one of the very sacred places of Vrindavan. Rupa Goswami, when he was living at Gomatil near Govindaji Temple, he had a dream of Vrinda Devi, who told him that she was living under the earth of Brahmakund, and he came here and discovered the beautiful form of Vrinda Devi and installed her in the temple. Let us offer our respectful obeisances and take the dust from this holy place, Sri Brahmakund. The kund is just behind this temple. There's no water in it because it's very ancient. But you can see it. Thank you very much.